Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Bhagavatam, 6th canto, 1st chapter, 62nd verse. Stambhayan, Stambhayan, Atmana, 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 Yavat, Yavat, Satvam, Satvam, Yata, Yata, Samadatum, Samadatum, Mano, Mano, Vadana Vepitam, Vadana Vepitam, Stambhayan Atmanatmanam, Stambhayan Atmanatmanam, Yavat Satvam Yata Sutam Yavat Satvam Yata Sutam Na Shashaka Samadhatum Na Shashaka Samadhatum Mano Madana Vepitam Mano Madana Vepitam.
Stambhayan, Stambhayan Atmana Atmanam, Yavat Satyam, Yathasthitam, Sna Sasata Samadhatum, Muno Madana Vetitam. So, his mind became very much agitated, young man, and he is seeing in his throne that another young man and woman embracing and preaching. It is very difficult to explain. Unless one is very at heart, it is not possible. That I was reciting the verse by Yamuna Chal. Chadavadhi Mama Chitta Padaravun Krishna Padaravun Navanavun Samadhan Kumasa Chadavadhi Vatanari Sangane Bhavati Chitta Vishnu. Unless one is very strong in Krishna consciousness, it is very difficult to explain the mind and the senses. Very good. Here it is said, Mana Madana Vetitam. Madana means cupid or the elastic desire. So he was agitated, his mind was agitated by elastic desire. Therefore, we have to be very careful for the association. Sangha Sanjayate Kama. We develop different consciousness by particular association. Therefore, for advancing in Krishna consciousness, we must associate with the devotee. You cannot advance in Krishna consciousness without being in the association of devotees. Sri Narasimha Das Thakur says, Then that Hindi will be in me. Tell that Hindi will be in me. That's the time. Yes. Between half past 10 to half past 8. So, mana madana beti. You see, Siddhartha existed. This material world means this madana. Stupid. Whole material world. Janamai sunadi grihamedi sukhamne sukham. Grihamedi means those that decided to prolong this body for health and health. That is why everyone is trying so hard. In big cities, they are working so hard, like all cat dogs. Not more, they say that we are hungry, we must work very hard. But that is not the fact. The real fact is that we want to enjoy health. So far hunger is concerned, you can control. But flesh desire, it is very difficult. So this material world means that Maithunadi. Maithun means sexual temple. That is the beginning of material life. You know very well how strong is sex desire in the Western countries. Even an old man going to die, he has also. Although he cannot enjoy sex, still he tries his best by medicine, by other means, by intoxication, by stimulant. That is the only happiness of this person. Janamai sunadi grihami yadi sukham mitisham kandulani nakarayu vibhadu sarvatam. Vishvanta ni hamkripana bahudu sabhaga kandudai vamana sija pushai kandhira. Say, human civilization means to create the population here. Not to be disturbed by sexism. This is human. Not that so many so-called sadhus, they are now preaching openly the yoga by sex. Yoga by sex. They have invented. Yoga means to find out the supreme law within oneself, within the core of the heart. That is real yoga. Yoga means to connect with home, with sex life. No, the sex life connection is there even in the birds, beasts, and animals, worms, everywhere. Because the whole world is going on sex life. That is requiring yoga system. But people are falling so down that they are invented because people want it. And these rascals, they exploit. This is right. So, real yoga system means to control the sex, not to increase or indulge. Now they are clearly advertising in Western countries, transcendental meditation, there is no restriction, there is no portion of this, so many things. But as people want, they want money, and they advertise like that. People do not want to follow the religious principle. People do not want any strict act. They advertise, yes. You haven't got to follow any strict act. You haven't got to believe in some religion. You simply pay me another $25 and I give you a mantra. And you will come. But that is not the fact. Real fact is, how to control the mind? Here we see that mana, malana, vedita. Nasasapa samadhahu, mana, madana, vedita. Our mind is always agitated. All senses are. Mind is the master of the senses. Or the chief man. That's right, superintendent. Mind is dictating. And the senses, the mind is dictating to go here, there, immediately, let's go. You see here, the mind is the center. Manasthasthani indriyani prakitisthani karti. Bhagavad Gita. This living entity, mamayivasa, Krishna says, all this living entity, their mind part and parcel. The question may be, then why they are walking here? He, the living entity is as part and parcel of Krishna and God. So why does he not leave his God? The immediate answer is, manasthasthani indriyani prakitisthani karti. This living entity, this conditioned soul, who has come to this material world, the only reason is that they want to satisfy themselves. Manasthasthani. Therefore, there is struggle for it. He wants to enjoy. He wants to become the enjoyer. But he is not enjoyer. That is called illusion. He is enjoyer. He cannot enjoy. Enjoy is only Krishna. Purusha. Purusha Sāsvatam. In the Bhagavad Gita it says, Param Brahma Param Dhamma Pavitram Paramam Bhavam Purusham Sāsvatam Ādhyam. Krishna, the Lord, is described as Purusha. And living entities are described as Prakriti. Aparāyam itastu vidhime prakritim parā. Jīva bhūta mahābhāva jayiram bhājati. Krishna is explained. There's material energy and spiritual energy. So, jīva bhūta. Jīva bhūta, the living entities, they have been described as prakriti. And prakriti means female. And Krishna has been described as Purusha. The Purusha is the enjoyer, and Prakriti is the enjoyer. We don't think that enjoyer means simple sex. No. Enjoyer means subordinate, to carry out the order of the Purusha. This is the position of Krishna and ours. The part and parcel, just like the hands and legs and mind, part and parcel of the body. So the duty of the hands and legs are that carry out my order. I say my legs carry me there, is to be immediate. I have my hands, just legs, I say. behind his face. So this is proficiency. The Purusha order and the prakriti perform religion. Not that as soon as you say prakriti purusha, immediately there is question of sex. No. Means prakriti means obedience. Obedience to the purusha. This is natural way. In the Western country they are artificially trying to become equal. But that is not possible by nature. And there is no such process in inferiority or superior. There is no such process. That's like the beginning, in the beginning. Yasurva Ajmani Bhutanita. Janmadrasakasaha. When from the Purusha and Prakriti relationship begun, Janmadrasakasaha, it has begun from this absolute truth. Therefore, absolute truth is Radha Krishna. The same in Purusha and Prakriti. But Radharani is the servitor, service. Radharani is so expert that she always attracts the song by her service. This is Radharani. Krishna is called Madan Maha. Here in Vrindavan, there is Madan Maha. And Radharani is called Madan Mohan Mohini. Krishna is so attractive that we are attracted by two beings, and Krishna attracts two. Therefore his name is Madan Mohan. And Radharani is so great that she attracts Krishna. Therefore she is the greatest. The Vrindavan, therefore, people are accustomed to chant Radharani's name more than Krishna. There are we. Yes. If you want Krishna's favor, we just try to please Radharani. So this is the way. Now, here it is a mana, madana, vivitam. Mind was agitated. So this mind agitation will go on unless one is attracted by a madana mom. If we do not be attracted by the madana mom, so long we are not attracted by madana mom, we must be attracted by Madana Devi. This is the problem. And unless you can control your mind, unless you are able to control your mind not to be disturbed by Madana, there is no question of liberation. The ultimate goal of life is how to become free from this material engagement, reputation of birth, death, and threefold misery. That is the perfection. They do not know what is the goal of life, what is the perfection of life, the whole world. Especially in this age, they are so hollow that they do not know what is the goal of life. All these big political parties, philosophers, scientists, there's no knowledge. They are in the dark. Therefore, it's called illusion in the dark. But we understand that Krishna Surya Soma. Krishna is just like sun. Krishna Surya Soma. Maya Andhagar. And this darkness means Maya. Krishna Surya Sama Maya Andhagar. Jaha Krishna Taha Nahi Maya Rika. Mahim the Pupasati, I am in Kasavan. This is the problem. So it is time, Krishna consciousness movement, it must try to do movement, to get the whole human society from the pitch of darkness. Griham the Kupam. Prahlad Maharaj was asked by his father, what you have learned, what happened in the superlative here. The best thing what you have learned. He says, Hityam the Kupam, Hityam Ghatam, Griham the Kupam. Vanangato Jat Parimasai. Tasadhuman me asuravarta dhina sadasamita buddhina dhyana graha. The same thing, sadasamita buddhina dhyana asat graha. The materialistic persons, they are always in anxiety. Tasadhuman me asuravarta dhina. Dhina means not only human society. Anyone who has accepted this material body, even small ants, and big, the demigods Indra and Lord Brahma, such big, they are also living entities, and the ants are also living entities. By their fire activity, they have big forms as demigods, long life, and many other facilities, but they are all living. So these living entities mean everyone has got material body. Material body means it is antavastu in the house. And the Bhagavad Gita. However strong you may be, Palwan, antavastu in the house. It is. You may run in the morning 3 miles and then take very stimulating food stuff, and everyone is trying to become very strong. That is good. But how as strong we may be, even here in Hiranyakashipu, it is not good. So stay. Hiranyakashipu becomes very, very strong. He is ensured that he would not die in daytime, at nighttime, in the water, in the land, on the sky, not by any human being, not by any demigod, not by any animal, not by any vehicle. Everything he ensures. That's all. But God's policy is so nice. That all his insurance keeping aside, he killed him, not by will, by his men. He forgot that I may be killed by his men. Then he thought, I shall not be killed by any animal or man. So, Narasimha Dev, you cannot say it is lion or man. And he thought that he would not die in daytime or nighttime, but he was killed in the evening. It's neither day nor night. So he would not be killed in the sky, in the water, or the land. So he was killed on the threshold. Therefore you should always remember that you cannot cheat God. He is always at least little more intelligent. So these conditioned souls, they want to cheat God. They want to deny God. They want to cheat God. But that is not true. In spite of all your insurance and cheating policy, you must have to die. That is stated in the Bhagavad Gita. Meditu aham parabhakram. You do not accept me, that's all right. You are collecting things for your insurance. But I shall wear, I shall come as that. Not only you shall be killed, but I shall take away whatever is for you. So this is intelligence. That they say there is no God. And God said, yes, you see me at the time of death. But you cannot have heard them. So before meeting them, that's why you are not good. Prahlad Maharaj, so many times he questioned, my dear father, why you are speaking with him? By his grace you have got so much power. Just submit him. No, there is no God. I am God. So this is God, demon. In spite of being punished in so many ways, they deny the existence of God. So, they are those who are not devotees. They will be agitated by the world, by Madan, by Sufi, by so many other illusory things. But if one becomes Krishna conscious, then nothing. Because Krishna conscious person is not in want. He is not in want. So long we will be in want of mind and being. Therefore, Prahlad Maharaj advised that sadā smṛti mitto dhiyāṁ, those who are always agitated, everyone is agitated. Samudhu jinnam, the sarvani asuravadu dhina, anyone who has accepted this material body must be always agitated in mind. Sadā, why asatraha? Because he has accepted this temporary body, he must be full of anger. He cannot be at heart. Asadraha, asadoma, sadgama, the basic intention is, don't give yourself in this temporary world, temporary body. Must go to the spiritual world. Back to home, back. This is basic intention. Sadgama, asadoma, sadgama. Asadraha, if you accept the temporary material, means that you temporary cause. Deenasnitasade, tomangu. We are transmigrating from one body to another. This is asadraha. Why is it transmigrating? If I am Nidala, nahamnati hangamani sarije, I am Nidala, that this is intelligent. How I can get permanent body so that I may not have to change body one after another. This is it. So, with this person, there are many important words in this God, and it can be explained for a long time. The one word is that sammayam atmana atmanam. It's like a thief is going to steal. He also tries to control it. I am going to steal. The after effect will be that I'll be arrested and I'll have to go to jail. And it is forbidden by Shastra and human laws also, state laws. So I am going to see there is risk. Actually there is risk. But this consciousness beats him. But he cannot control. This is it. He cannot control. He knows everything, but he still his things. The same thing happens here. Here it is said, no satatas madhatum. You are the Brahmin, learned Brahmin. He knew that I am being agitated by the sex desires. It is not good. It is not good. The path sukam. Sukam means basic knowledge. He has sufficient education in basic knowledge. The path sukam. Java shabdam aishwari control. Atmanam. He tries to control the mind as far as intelligence concerned, but no sasato, he could not. No sasato, smasato. Why? The mind was too much agitated. This is the point. This is the point that his mind was too much agitated, mononobhita, by lusty desire. Lusty desire is very small. Therefore, it is in the natural of the path. Matta sattva dhritra. Navika sameva se. Bhagavan dhritra vidyamsa vikarsati. That is vidyamsa vikarsati. This Ajami is a learned Brahmin, is Vidwan, is not a fool, but Vidyamsa vikarsati. Therefore it is forbidden. Matra sattva dhritra. Don't keep yourself in a lonely place and talk quickly. With no man, in his mother, daughter, or sister. Stick with her. That he sees will kill you. That way it is not written. That don't talk in solitary place with woman, if she happens to be your daughter, your mother, and your sister. Generally, one is not agitated in sex with mother, his sister, and daughter. But it is forbidden after sex. If Brahma became agitated by seeing his daughter, then in his sense. In Brahma, what to think of others? So, mind is so susceptible that, but this mind can be controlled only by Krishna consciousness. Yoginam sarvesam madhvata antaratmana madhvata, thinking of Krishna, antaratmana, which is the fourth part. Madhvata antaratmana. Sadhyama jati yuma. Sami jitva. He is not like this. Unless he can control the mind, he cannot become yogi. Yoga means indriya samyam. Yoga means not releasing fat or anything. No. Yoga means controlling the mind, controlling the senses, and consciousness is upon Vishnu Krishna. Matpara. Yogam jinnanam. That is yoga. When we take shelter of Krishna and practice yoga, then it will be successful. Not that transcendental meditation or meditation. No. We have to control the mind. If you want liberation from this material world, we have to control the mind. Therefore, Amrit Maharaj, he is shown as example that Savai Manam Krishna Padaram Dai Vasham Sivasthum Sukhana Vanda. Simply engage your mind thinking of Krishna and talk of Krishna, then this education will not be done. Thank you very much.